I mean, if you, I mean, Foggy, who considers himself to be the leader and so on and so forth, I mean, it has the most wild, mad ideas, and that no ordinary human being—it's a child. We're all children.
But as you say in episode one, series one, it was bless him, Michael Bates, wasn't it?
Yes. Who I'd worked with, I'd known him for years and years.
He was a marvellous actor.
Yes, he was, and well, there's not much more you can say, really. Sorry, go on.
I was going to say, I used to live next door to him.
Really? Mm. In South... In no, where?
St. Margaret's. No.
In St. Margaret's. Yeah. Yes.
He was brilliant. It's a very different sort of programme, though, isn't it? Because it's comedy, but it's very gentle and it observes the characters, doesn't it? And that's what takes people in.
And he does write marvellous characters. And I mean, for instance, those ladies' coffee mornings, which, I mean, all follow exactly the same path, but they are hugely entertaining, I think. And, of course, the ladies are marvellous, Thora and Kathy and Jane and Juliet.
See, if you have a strong characters and all those egos together all the time working together, I mean, it's a real hotbed, isn't it, really?
Well, not really. No, it isn't. No. I mean, it would be ludicrous to pretend that we've gone through 25 years without having a few words with each other. But really, no. Quite apart from anything else, we've all got our separate little niche to occupy, we just get on and do it. And I mean, the only problem up there really is the weather.
Yes, you're not very keen on the weather, are you? It's too cold.
Oh yes, it is. I mean, I've been up on top of a hill there in the middle of August in a force 8 gale with 4 layers of thermal underwear on. And that's August, you know. Oh, yes. Oh, no, it can be dreadful, as you know.
So, hypothetically, had you or Kathy or somebody decided any time between 72 and today not to do any more, would they have had to drop the series?
No. I mean, Brian Wilde decided not to do any more in 1985. He said that he was going to leave the programme. And we got... Very fortunately, we got Michael Aldridge. Mm. And he did it for 5 years, and then Brian came back. If I may say so, the only one that I would regard as totally indispensable, really, is Bill, who, in my opinion, has created a comic character such that if we'd been an American programme, if this was being made in Burbank, he would have been an international star by now. It's a masterly comic creation.
So you come into the county, you do your bit, and then you leave again. What do you make of the Yorkshire people?
Oh, well, I have to put in a plug here. I haven't been asked to, since they don't know I'm doing this broadcast. But I stay at the Huddersfield Hotel. And
Probably after this plug, you'll never have to pay ever again, I would have thought.
Oh, you don't know John and Joe Marsden. Oh, boy. Oh, no. No, they are my... They've looked after me for the last 10 or 11 years, and I wouldn't dream of staying anywhere else. Oh, they are absolutely lovely. And I come back every time just looking forward to it. All right, so things go wrong in the middle, you know, and I might have a row with the director or something like that, but basically speaking...
Are you easy to work with?
Yes, I would say so. Yes, I try and do as I'm told. Yeah.
Well, not everybody is, are there? Some people...
No, they're not. Oh, no, I know one or two are really not. but I am, yes.
Bit of honesty coming out there. Mm. It's been great publicity as well, hasn't it, for Holmfirth? I'm surprised you're not an honorary Yorkshireman by now.
Well, Bill is. Bill is. Well, he's a member of the Yorkshire Society.
Oh, well, that's good enough.
Yes. And he's very, very proud of it. I know he wants to be buried up there. Whether he's actually found a plot, I don't quite seriously know. Yeah. But I know he wants to be buried up
there.
That's
interesting.
And he spends a lot of time there. Well, no, not a lot of time, but he does spend some time there outside of the normal filming time. Right. And he's done an awful lot of good, well, with different organisations and so on up there. He's a good man, Bill.
Well, your voice, it's a joy to hear it this afternoon. Of course, your voice is much in demand and has been over the years for voiceovers, but the one that's brought you the biggest attention is the voice of Wallace, isn't it? Wallace, yes. And Gromit. I mean, it's extraordinary how it's gone, isn't it? It's unbelievable. Mm.
It is. I got that through...
I know what you're going to tell me. Nick Park asked you to do it. You didn't have to audition, I know.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Well, because of Clegg, you see. And the joke is that really, I don't think that Clegg and Wallace actually really do sound a great... I mean, they both of them have phony Yorkshire accents, which I'm very good at phony accents. Brobank, California.
You mustn't put yourself down.
Oh, yes, I must. But of course, again, it's like summer wine. I mean, when I went to see him, he was at the Beaconsfield Film School in 1983, and I got this message, would I go and do a day of recording this character? And so I went there, and he was charming, as he always has been, sweet, and told me about it. But he didn't even have any models then. He just had a drawing board, a storyboard.
Right.
And
so you were before the plasticine?
Yeah. Mm. Well, I don't mean that the plasticine didn't exist and that he'd been playing with it in the kitchen. But, I mean, you know, he hadn't got anything to show me, really, except the storyboard. And so he told me what he wanted and we sat down and we did it. And I think it was about 6 years before it actually saw the light of day.
You must be ever so proud of it now.
Oh, of course I am. I'm absolutely thrilled to have been part of it, you know. And and now he's won 3 Oscars, not only 2 for Wallace and Gromit. But I mean, it's luck. There you are. I use the word umpteen times. How lucky to be given it.
Well, it comes out of talent, not luck, but we won't argue about that. You've just finished the latest series of Summer Wine as well. When can we see?
Well, I think it starts with a Christmas episode, which will be sometime in the Christmas week.
Yeah.
And then the series follows on after that and is shown in the new year.
And that is positively it?
Oh, no. They have asked us to do some more. Oh, yes.
Because every time you hear this is positively it, this is the last series, and then you know.
Well, Bill and I have been saying it since about 1979. But
so we don't write you off yet.
No, you don't.
Peter, I've really enjoyed this afternoon. The programme has been part of my life for an extremely long time, and it was nice to mention Michael Bates there as well earlier, which is super. Peter, thank you very much indeed. I wish you well. Happy Christmas, and we look out for the new series.
Thank you.
And safe onward journey.
Thank you,
for joining us in the broom cupboard there at Millbank with the cricket.
Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Joe and John, if you've been listening.
Oh, yeah,
and if you
next time he comes,
why not?
No, Bill. It's the next time. The next week's got to be a free
Absolutely.
One. For the extensive plug this afternoon. Peter, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.